Union Church. You did a great job singing Away in the Manger today. Appreciate that. Thank you to everyone that had a part Tuesday in the Don Parker's funeral. Going there, getting everything ready, the ladies cooking and cleaning and just all the help. She's moving 1,000 miles a minute right now. So keep her in your prayers. Probably the next couple weeks is the best time to send a card or a phone call, a message her on Facebook or something, and just let her know you're praying for her. And she'll keep herself pretty busy with the two grandkids right now. But what a joy. I mentioned it in the funeral. The last few funerals I've been to have been police officer funerals, and they were lost funerals. And the joy to be reminded of the hope and belief we have in Christ and the assurance we have in Christ through the funeral for Don Parker last Tuesday. Matthew 26, if you would. Again, today we'll be continuing our series on the Lord's Supper. I got a question card from one of the kids in Junior Church. I'm going to read it and not answer the question this week, but we'll do it in the weeks to come. But I'll give you something to think about in case the sermon bores you, okay? Did Lucifer start sin and Adam and Eve bring sin into the world? Or did Adam and Eve start sin when they ate of the fruit? So there's your theology question. Okay? I have my answers on there. We'll go over it the next week, next Sunday or the Sunday after when the kids are in here. Next Sunday, don't forget, we have a 10:30 service, no Sunday school. There's no evening service next Sunday. And Brother Kyle's going to be preaching to us. So he looked at a 10:30 service, meaning he gets extra long to preach because he gets to go to noon. So do not misconstrue a 10:30 start time as 11:30 end time, okay? But we will have a good time of fellowship in the Lord's house. Remember, Tim Floyd, he's not feeling well, and he's got some medical things he's going to get checked out on. Keep him in prayer as well. Matthew 26, this is the Lord instituting the Lord's Supper. He's really instituting the New Testament, but he's instituting the Lord's Supper as a sign of this New Testament. It says in verse 26, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink, ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. In Mark chapter 14, verse 24, and Luke 22:20, you have the exact same teaching, maybe a couple slight word differences. But the idea during the Passover dinner, Christ instituted what we are talking about in the Lord's Supper. And it is a sign of the new covenant that he is bringing forth with his people. So as we continue our study of the Lord's Supper, let me just remind you that there is a symbolism to the Old Testament Passover. Except remember, the Passover was a type and the Lord's Supper is the actual thing. So when Christ instituted the New Testament, the New Covenant, with his sacrificial death, that was a one-time sacrifice that is complete. It is finished. The Lord's Supper, or the Passover and the Old Testament ones, were continual offerings that had to be made repeatedly. Christ is a more sure word of prophecy. Christ is the Lamb of God. Christ is the bread of life. Christ is the high priest that offered himself once and for all. Christ's work of atonement is finished. And his ministry of intercession as high priest is faithful. He intercedes on behalf of his children, and he's faithful in doing so. The elements of the bread and the cup are pictures of the body of Christ being broken by crucifixion, the blood of Christ being shed for the penalty of sin. These are symbols of the death of Christ, the purchaser of the new covenant. These are symbols of the horribleness of our sin. When you look at the crucifixion, it is a great demonstration of the love of God. But it's also a great demonstration of how horrible our sin is. That it shows the wrath of God being poured out on His Son, which was actually the wrath that should be poured out on you and I for our sin. So it's a demonstration also of how horrible sin is and how God views sin. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for the church, for the fellowship of believers. We thank you for the Word of God that teaches us continually. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is in the continual process of conforming us to the image of Jesus Christ. May we be transformed this morning as we learn from your word and understand greater the importance and the picture.